time now for this week's edition of Work Stories. All this month, we've been talking with teachers about their day-to-day lives on the job. Today, we'll hear from Renee Sheldahl, a 12-year veteran of the classroom. Sheldahl teaches Spanish at Gila Ridge High School. She talks about having an impact on a student she thought was unreachable.
I was teaching at the time in it was a special ed classroom, and I had probably at the time 10 students. This particular student, freshman student, he was brand new, and this young man comes in, and he's got some emotional issues. And so they were trying to work on his plan and what have you. So in the meantime, he's in my classroom. And his girlfriend would get him, you know, set him off on the bus, and so he would come into my classroom. And we're talking about a high school classroom. And so he would come into my classroom, and in coming into my classroom, he'd be wound up. And so many times I would come in and we'd have to settle him down. And I'm not talking settling him down like, I mean, you can't touch him. I'd tell him, okay, just sit down. There's nothing you can do. You know, let's move on. Let's get into this assignment. Just do what you can do. And kind of have to step back. Strangely enough, the young man was placed in a different school setting. Before he left, he had left a note for me with the assistant principal, and she had come in and she said, you know, he wanted me to make sure to give this to you, and it was stapled and had tape on it, so it was private. And so she said, I'm really kind of worried as to what it might say. So I opened it up, and as I opened it up, I thought, wow. He had written in cursive that I probably thought he was not a nice kid and a jerk, and he said something to that effect. I won't go use the words that he used, but in the end what it said was, I'm so glad that I met you. You were the best teacher that ever worked with me. To know that a kid like that I was able to touch and to reach, and that was really one of the important things, I think, about how I tried to do my job.
That is Renee Sheldahl, a Spanish teacher at Gila Ridge High School in Yuma. All month we've been talking with teachers about life on the job for our Work Stories series. Next month we switch professions as we talk with local nurses about their lives at work.